The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hi, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who has multiple allergies. I'm allergic to alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pornography, lust, lying, cheating, stealing, conning, manipulating. And that's enough of my good character, my good characters. Step 9. It is absolutely the hardest step because it's personal. Step 4 and 5, we write some notes down and then we knock on the bishop's door and slide it under and then run. That's 4 and 5. And then 8 and 9, you got to go knock on Aunt Betty's door and look her right in the eye. And I've only got one good eye, so I got to make sure which good eye is focused on her. And it used to just worry me sick on what they were going to think of me after I made my heartfelt, pure, repentant direct demands to them. And then my old Mexican sponsor from AA said, "Are you kidding me, dude? It don't matter what they think. It is none of your business." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's none of your business whether they accept or reject your amends. You don't ever need to know that. What you need to know is that you're willing to be honest and truthful when you go to ask them for forgiveness, and if they say that's fine, that'll be a bonus. But about 9 out of 10 of them will close the door. So that amends is not going to end well." So I learned early not to set myself up for these big tear-jerking victories, that it was going to feel warm and fuzzy all over. With the amount of damage I had done to everybody, including myself, I wasn't going to get good results. I just knew I wasn't. To begin with, I didn't deserve them. I had to grow a whole lot more. My first amends were pretty pathetic. Now that I'm getting a little bit better at it, I have a little better success with my Step 9. And I actually look forward to it because it's kind of a measuring stick to see if I have grown at all since the last Step 9. Because nobody can tell us how far or how much we've grown better than ourselves. I mean, I wanted my sisters and my brothers and my mom and my grandma. The first time I quit smoking and drinking and went back to church, I wanted them all to just gather around and say, "Wow, you are awesome. Look at you go, Dub." Because I thought it showed that I was trying. And they'd seen that dog and pony show before. So so now I just am a little older, a lot older and a little wiser, and I carry with me each day the hope that I may serve somebody today, and that's the only chance I got to get better personally. I have to get outside myself. I say it in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.